we knew the response that we'd get from the players this week. They're an honest bunch, and they were challenged after the game, and they've responded in the right way. And the game coming up is a great game for us. It's a local derby against the informed team in the division, and we've got to step up to the plate, and I'm really looking forward to the response.
Do you put it down to a bit of tension, bit of end-of-season jitters? What did you put last weekend down to?
Quite simply, I put it down to the fact that we handed Grimsby 3 easy goals. It was nothing more than that. You look at the stats, and in terms of possession, we had over 50-odd% again. So the way that we were trying to play and how we want them to play was there. It was just the manner of the goals, which was the most disappointing thing. And I stand by what we say. I always judge a game by not necessarily the amount of possession, but the amount of saves a goalie has to make. And for me, Dino only had to really make one save compared to their goalkeeper, who made 3 or 4. But they didn't have to work hard, and that's something that we tried to put right this week in training.
I suppose in some ways we can blow things out of proportion. You've lost a couple of games for the first time in the league this season. There's 5 games to go. Without bigging it out of proportion here, Gary, these are 5 of the biggest games of some of your players' careers, aren't they? To try and get themselves in a position that can see them better themselves the next season.
Well, I think that's how it is. They have an opportunity, like you say, to go game by game, to give themselves the best opportunity of getting out of this division, which obviously provides opportunities and rewards for them. I think what we do is we approach it game by game, and we can't look any further than that. At the start of the season, if you'd have said to me going into the last 5 games, you'd be 2 points off the playoffs, all to play for, would you take it? And I'd probably have said yes, because of obviously the turnaround of what we've had to do this season. So we're in a good position, and that's what we said to the players this morning in a meeting. We're in a good position. There's a hell of a lot to play for, and in my opinion, I don't think it'll all get sorted until that very last whistle.
It won't, but do you think by Tuesday morning you'll know a lot more about where the last 3 games will take you?
Oh, very much so. I totally agree with you. I think Tuesday morning, you should have a very clearer idea of what's in store for the last 3 games, and we've got to make sure that we give ourselves the best opportunity to be in the mix for those last 3 games.
I think one thing positive that came out of your post-match interview last Saturday, Gary, was the fact that your players had a chat themselves, had their own sort of inquest into it.
I wouldn't have called it a chat.
Lively, was it?
A chat's this, what we're having, isn't it? I normally, when we come in, I come in the office and just take a minute or two to gather myself before you go and speak in there. And the walls here are very thin, and I was hearing the players speaking openly and honestly without being personal. It wasn't personal. It showed me the passion and the care and the ambition that these lads have got, and I don't think that's a bad thing in any dressing room, as long as you respect that line and you don't cross that line. I think like I say, I drove away thinking, right, good, it does mean more to them than sometimes what you think.